Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. You are lifted beyond limits. You are promoted beyond opposition. Whatsoever will not make today a blessed and great day for you, the Lord clear them off your way for you. Embargoes are lifted. Obstructions are cleared away. Stumbling block is removed on your way. Today, there shall be smoothness for you. Where you go, you will enjoy ease. God will comfort you on all sides. God will open new doors unto you. He will perform new things in your life. Every chapter of favor, chapter of help, chapter of promotion, chapter of progress that has been shut down in your life, the Lord will open them up right now. Opportunities you have lost in the past, the Lord is revisiting them, realigning them on your way, and you shall have access to new opportunities. Opportunities for increase, opportunity for profiting, opportunity for harvest, opportunity for wealth generation. God is giving you an idea that will launch you into wealth in this season. Today, you will come in contact with someone that will be a channel of promotion and help for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where you will go today that you have trouble, you will not go there. Where you will go today that you enter into evil, you will not go there. God of promotion will promote you. God of peace will have peace upon you. He will preserve your going out and coming in. Everything about you today will bring glory to God. In Jesus' name, somebody say begin loud, amen. Glory to God. God bless you so strongly. I am persuaded today that something great is happening. It's a wonderful day. It's not an ordinary day. Today is a great day. I see great things happening to you, wonderful things happening around you, for under the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Now, welcome to another prophetic prayer podcast. God will reach out to you today. I have so much confidence in that. Now, my prayer charge for you today is from the book of Esther, chapter 2 and verse 17. Esther, chapter 2 and verse number 17. And the Bible says, "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti." Now listen, this is very, very loaded scripture. "And the king loved Esther above all the women." Above all, that is what I call anointing for preference. Anointing to be preferred. There is an anointing that makes you to be preferred above all. All of us may be doing something, the same thing, but somebody will be set above. Anointing that makes them to pick you and pick you among many. Anointing to stand out. Woman Agadaba is coming upon somebody this week. Today, may God release upon you the anointing to stand out. Among everyone, you will stand out. God will show you, ensure you are preferred. Your business proposal will stand out and will be preferred. In the place where you work, you will stand out. In the school, your children will stand out. In every area of your life, you shall be above other. You shall be preferred. No matter how many people are bidding for the same thing, in the name of Jesus Christ, the grace to be above, the Lord will release upon you. And the Bible says she obtained grace and favor. The margin of grace and favor together is a combo. It will produce tornado, supernatural turbo. You know what they call turbo? Turbo miracle. When grace and favor match together, turbo miracle happen. In Jesus' name, over your life today, grace and favor will cooperate together. Grace and favor will work for you. You will receive grace and favor. By grace, enjoy what you don't qualify for. By favor, enjoy what's supposed not to be yours at all. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today is your day of grace. Today is your day of favor. In the sight of everyone, the Bible, even the sight of the virgin, the old virgin, the people contesting for the same thing, Esther was obtaining grace and favor before them. Today, everywhere you go, favor of God will attract wealth to you. It will attract help to you. Grace will attract favor to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when they're supposed to stop you, they will let you go. When they're supposed to say no, they will say yes. When they're supposed to say you are guilty, they will say you are free. In the name of Jesus Christ, the favor of God will overturn decisions on your behalf. It will make things to work to your own advantage. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, somebody shout favor. That's right. Nekopoto. Indre geminus kuradi pratigalana. Salanta. Kopriana
skondre likutumbrandi kutunde lekadus kalaba rakuto rekuske pregetela. Somebody, you are entering into your royal palace today. The doors that leads to great place, they will open it unto you on their own accord. You will not struggle to make it anymore. You will not struggle to get there anymore. Oh, where you have been trying and trying and trying and nothing is working, God will back you up with grace and favor. It is your turn to testify in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. I'm so strong sure this word is working and is going to work in your life. There will be marvelous testimony today. Watch it. Testimonies of what favor and grace can make happen is visiting you like thunder, and nothing can stop it. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening and being part of this podcast. Make sure you share this with somebody. Let it be a blessing to them as well. And in case this was shared with you and you would like to receive this daily, this is released every day, hot, fresh from bakery, from the bakery of heaven, every morning. If you want to be receiving this every day, all you need to do is to register me, send it as an SMS or send it as a WhatsApp message to this number. Register me, send it to +1 972 639 1762 +1 972 639 1762 And I appreciate all of you that has joined, and please, as you join, please take your time to follow the instructions on this platform. It's a private platform, so we try as much as possible to ensure that what is shared there is only shared by the admin. Don't share videos, send this to 10 people. No, don't share devotionals. This is essentially set aside just for you to receive this daily podcast. That is the essential purpose. If there is any information that needs to be passed across, it must come from the admin. So please, we will appreciate if you continue to adhere, and thank you for so much of your cooperation so that we can, you know, concentrate on why we are there. The Lord will help you and bless you. If you have something to share, you can share with me personally. And for everyone that has sent me a message that I've not replied to you, please bear with me. It's a busy period, but I'm trying to ensure that I reply every message. The Lord will lift you up and bless you. Now, my word chart for you today is the word go. Oh, yeah. Go. G-O. If you don't go, you won't get there. It takes going to keep moving. The word go is an action word. Go means take action, move, advance, shift, do something. If you don't make move, things may not move. I charge you today to go. There is a place you ought to have gone that you have not gone. Take responsibility today. Go there. Go and do something. Somebody needs to go and make amendment where you have made things that have wrong. Go there. Don't let procrastination steal you of your promotion. Go now. If you need to go back to school, go back there. Maybe you are that runaway husband and the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Go back home. They are waiting on you. Your children are waiting. Your family is waiting. Your wife is waiting. Go back home. Go is an action word. There is a place you need to get to. Until you make the move to go, you may not go there. Go right now. Go back home. Somebody has left the presence of God. God is saying, go back there. You need to go back to school to learn something. Go back there. What is it that you need to do? Do it. Go is an action word. Make move. Move forward or move upward. Go so that things can work in your life. It's an action word, and for you to get it done, you need to take action. You are blessed and you are lifted on every side. It's a blessed week for you. It's a week of promotion, and the Lord will lead you and launch you into your place of testimony in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again next time on the same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.